USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Joaquin El Chapo Guzman trial is finally over. He was sentenced to prison for life plus 30 years. The jury found him guilty after an 11-week trial. Here's Richard Donahue, U.S. District Court prosecutor.
Never again will Guzman pour poison over our borders, making billions while innocent lives are lost.
And Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador called the jail conditions inhumane while vowing to bring down all violence in Mexico. Eight people were injured when lightning struck in Clearwater Beach, Florida this afternoon. One of the victims, a male in his 40s, was struck directly and suffered cardiac arrest. He is currently in critical condition. Five of the eight were taken to area hospitals. Three others refused treatment. All of those affected were in the beach area at the time of the strike. And Clearwater Fire and Rescue reminds people that when you hear the roar, go indoors. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone in Mississippi may be slipping fentanyl into batches of heroin. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
A deadly batch of heroin may have killed as many as six people in Mississippi. Some officials say it may have included fentanyl. Mississippi Bureau of Narcotics Director John Dowdy says that mistake could easily be fatal.
It doesn't take but one microgram of fentanyl to kill somebody. So if you have somebody that's purchasing a gram of fentanyl and ingesting, you know, any part of that at one time, the chances of death are about 100%.
American crocodiles, once headed toward extinction, are now thriving at an unusual spot, the canals surrounding a South Florida nuclear plant. Last week, 73 crocodile hatchlings were rescued by a team of specialists at Florida's Power and Light Turkey Point nuclear plant, and dozens more are expected to emerge soon. Turkey Point's 168 miles of man-made canal service home to several hundred crocodiles, where a team of specialists worked to protect them from hunting and climate change. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A confirmation vote is expected Tuesday for Mark Esper to become the next Secretary of Defense. John Clements reports.
The 55-year-old Mark Esper, who has served as Secretary of the Army since November 2017, is expected to be approved by the full Senate. Earlier during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Dr. Esper answered a key question about Iran in this exchange with Senator Jack Reed.
We will meet anytime, anywhere, without precondition, to discuss issues with the Iranians to get us on the diplomatic path.
So you think that diplomatic path is the most thoughtful way to proceed?
Diplomacy always is.
I'm John Clemens.
Subaru has discovered a defect so severe that it's planning to buy back a number of legacy sedans and Outback SUVs that have already landed in owners' driveways. Faulty welds in the car could not only lead to an accident, according to the automaker, but increase the risk of injuries to vehicle occupants if one occurs. The plan is to recall and check out about 2,100 cars for the defect, of which 200 are expected to need repairs immediately. About 20 of those cars are in the hands of consumers, and the rest have yet to be delivered. The announcement is rare for Subaru, but not unique at a time when automotive recalls have been running at or near record levels. A year ago, Subaru had to make a similar move when it discovered welding defects on 243 of the then-new Ascent SUVs. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.